Press Play on KCRW. I'm Michelle Alloy.
Bon appetit.
Where's the lamb chop?
Creamy, salty, sweet, and oaky nuttiness.
15 minutes bake off, queens.
And then we add the whiskey. Boom, flames.
Bam, that's a little bam like that.
Pie.
Well, Evan Kleinman, host of KCRW's Good Food, is once again on her annual trip to Italy. This year, she's in Emilia-Romagna. And what's a trip overseas without bringing back some amazing cooking ideas? This week, she's sharing one with us, some ideas for a northern Italian stew called bollito misto. It's known as a meat lover's feast and perfect for the cooler months. Is that right, Evan?
Yeah, pretty right. It's not really a stew, but it is a boil and perfect for this time of year.
Okay, so what does bollito misto translate to, if there is a direct translation?
Mixed boil.
Mixed boil. So what are we mixing and what are we boiling?
So unlike the kind of mixed boils we know from New England or Louisiana, this one is all about meat. And if it's served with vegetables, they're a minor accompaniment on the side. It's not like there's corn on the cob thrown into that pot. So it's just a celebration of many different cuts of the cow, primarily maybe a little bit of game bird thrown in there or poultry of some kind, just cooked perfectly and then served with an accompanying broth and some other goodies.
So when you say lots of different kinds of cut, I mean, what are we talking about? And you said maybe game bird, but traditionally just beef cuts?
First of all, I should say that here in Parma, where I am, and also in Milan, this dish straddles the two regions, Emilia-Romagna and Piemonte. And you can go to these restaurants that specialize in it, and they wheel up this cart that has all these different compartments. And in each compartment, there is a different cut of meat floating in this beautiful aromatic broth. And it might be oxtail, beef oxtail, or tongue, or short ribs, maybe slices of beef shank, or something akin to a boneless chuck roast, brisket. And then sometimes there is the addition of a cotechino, which is a raw sausage, that here you can buy frozen, that's added to the pot, or zampone, which is a pig's trotter stuffed with sausage that adds unbelievable richness to the broth and to the overall experience.
I feel like I'm about to, for lack of a better way of putting this, butcher your description here. But I'm imagining just sort of like a, I don't know, like a buffet cart being wheeled around with the like lids that come off and just like a cornucopia of different kinds of meat bubbling in a delicious broth. And then it's all what put in, you can pick and...
Exactly. Yeah, usually the waiter, you know, asks you what you want and you can point or you can say what you want and they'll slice off bits of whichever cut you like. You can ask for all of them, which would be like a huge array depending on the restaurant. And then there are these really amazing sauces, because if you're going to have boiled meat, I really love boiled meat because I grew up in a tradition, you know, I'm an Ashkenazi Jew. So I grew up in a tradition where we had soups that like borscht and chicken soup. So we would eat the meat that was boiled in there. Now, this is flipped because those are made so that you get the most out of the broth. This is made so you get the most out of the meat. So the meats are boiled just until they're perfect, and then they're lifted out of the pot. Some people will boil them all in separate pots and then combine the broths. And most often at home, people will just boil them all in one pot and then take each cut out as it's perfect.
So you mentioned that this is served along some sort of accoutrements. What usually is served alongside bollito misto?
So as you can well imagine, it's served with some really punchy piquant sauces and condiments. The sort of major one is salsa verde, which is just a wonderful piquant sauce of parsley, garlic, capers, anchovies, all chopped up and mixed with olive oil and lemon juice, and often a grated hard-boiled egg that's added for richness and thickness. Sometimes there's often a red sauce offered that's made with roasted red peppers and tomato paste and various other goodies, vinegar. And then there's the famed mostarda of the region, which is a unique Italian version of a chutney that's made of candied fruits prepared with mustard oil. It is so delicious.
What do you like to eat in yours? What's your ideal Pollito Misto?
I mean, I really love tongue, I have to say. I love brisket, and I love any sort of rolled cut that's really fine, like a top round or maybe even a chuck for the meat. I might add a little bit of chicken depending on who's coming over. And then I always have it with salsa verde because it's just the best and it's so easy to make. And usually I have some mostarda at home because every time I go to this part of Italy, I always bring some back because it's just so difficult to find here.
So this doesn't really sound like a make it at home kind of dish, but if you were an adventurous home cook, how would you recommend approaching this?
I disagree. I mean, if you've ever made a beef broth or you've ever made a chicken broth, you're like halfway there. It's basically you're just boiling meats in water with, onion, celery, carrot, pretty much how you would set up a broth, but you're focusing on the meat, not the liquid. And so as soon as the meats are tender and that beautiful fat and collagen has like made the meat luscious, you take it out, you store it in that broth until you're ready to eat it. And then you just cut it really thinly and serve it with this sauce. So actually, it's pretty easy to do because while the meat is bubbling away, you prepare your sauces. Yeah, I actually think it's very doable.
So you can put all, if you're getting different cuts of meat, you can put them all in together. They don't require different cooking times or anything.
But you can put them all in together so that they make the broth. They each inflect the broth with their own characteristics, but you just pull them out as they finish.
Oh, okay. That doesn't sound so intimidating.
And I have linked, like I always do, I link to a couple different recipes that approach it in different ways.
All right, Evan Kleinman, host of KCRW's Good Food. Evan, what is on Good Food this week?
Well, it's our Halloween show, of course.
Spooky.
So the market report is all about pumpkins. I interviewed the author of a book called Recipe for Murder, which has recipes that are linked to every book Agatha Christie ever wrote. Super fun. And then, of course, we have a little bit of dystopia thrown in. We talk about ultra-processed food, and we talk about the Netflix series Poisoned.
All right, a couple tricks, a couple treats.
Exactly.
Everything you'd want from good food. Evan Kleinman, host of KCRW's Good Food. You can listen on Saturday mornings at 10. Subscribe to the Good Food podcast and the Good Food newsletter at kcrw.com/goodfood. Evan, thank you.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
And that does it for today's Press Play. I'm Michelle Alloy. I'll be back with you tomorrow.